systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, February 22nd, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 314, the big Monday Funday show. Coming to you from beautiful downtown Kalispell, Montana. It's a lovely 19 degrees outside right now in summertime here coming at you. Let's play something. This is episode 314. This is Monday. Mm-hmm. You should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or the Ustream app or on the iPhones or the Droids or whatever the fucks. / feedback type shit. Give us a call, of course, 406-204-4687. That's the number to call if you want to say hello. How the fuck are you doing, S.A.?
I'm great.
You don't look very great. What's the matter? What's down in the dumps?
I just hate everything.
You're not having enough sex? What's wrong?
Yeah, that's totally it.
That's totally it, right?
Right.
I wish you were as easy to, like, make smile as I am. Like, I could have the worst day, and if you just licked my dick, I would be like, everything would be cool. But I can't do that for you. I haven't figured out, like, what your go-to thing is when you're all having a shitty day, and I can just be like, pedal, and you're like, oh, man, all better. Like, there is nothing, is there?
No.
See, that sucks.
No, I usually just have to, like, sleep it off.
Sleep it off? Like a hangover? Are you hungover?
Like, wake up and just hope that I don't kill myself the next day.
Are you hungover from work?
Basically, sure.
What's your beef? What's the matter? Tell
us. I'm just sick of...
being taken advantage of?
Very.
Okay.
I'm so sick of it. I'm just sick of...
So what happened today? Did you get called in early again?
No.
That was yesterday?
Yeah.
She calls you in early so that she can leave early, right?
Yeah.
Are they ever busy when she's like, I need help, please come in early?
Yeah,
like,
sometimes, but it's not really.
It's something that she should be able to handle, right?
Yeah. Basically, she wants help to clean up to get out.
Nolly's Undead says, having a case of the Mondays? Oh, man.
I swear to God, if you were in this room, I would break your front teeth.
Burger says, everything is solved by a good BJ. I hear that. Holla if you hear me. You know. Oh, we got some feedback. I don't know when this was left, the 22nd, earlier today, from Big Fat Tony out of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's spelled G-E-O-O-J-A-A, which spells Georgia. Says, what the fuck, guys? I was kind of pissed when I heard on your podcast that you were kicked out of the FDA. Do you realize how hard it is to go to school and study after hearing this shit? I know, man. I know. It sucked, man. Really fucking sucked. Oh, by the way, I listened this morning to the show because Friday night I was getting my balls licked in Savannah by some skanky bitches. That's right, bitches. Anywho, I just want to say that the bitch that kicked you off the team just needs some big fat Tony cock in the butt. I agree. That'll set her straight. As for the Boys and Girls Club manager, who the fuck kicks someone off the property using an iPhone? What the fuck? Seriously. Anyways, talk to you later. Tony. It was a BlackBerry powered by Alltel, I believe.
Nice.
So that was fun. I am kind of glad, though, that I have my Tuesday tomorrow to figure out another place to broadcast from, I guess. Ustream doesn't get shit together. We're going to have to figure something else out. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems to always be lagging pretty bad, so...
And you'll notice, last night, I was up a little late doing a little CSS site redesign. Me and my brother were working on Nodex, our little security firm blog site, and it kind of just got me in the mood. I was like, I need to do something with this. So I went through and fucking 2 in the morning later, I'm pretty much done, I think. You know, I check everything, make sure I didn't break it, because I don't know if you know this or not, but the way I code is trial and error. I'll find something that I maybe understand, and I'll change it, and then I'll go to to the actual site, and I'll refresh it, and I'll see what changed. And if it's not
you're
what
like,
I wanted,
huh, that does that. Okay,
exactly. It the whole thing, though, because I don't know like what this does, and so I'll change one thing, and then I'll go to the site, refresh it. If it's the wrong thing, go back, change it back, refresh it, make sure we're good, and then I'll change something else. Like, dude, coding that way, fuck, it takes so long. But yeah, the fruits of my labors, I enjoy it. It looks good. It's easier on my eyes to read. And
it does look good.
I'm still kind of young, so I imagine all you older folks, maybe a little easier to read. So yeah, thejamhole.com, check that out. Redid a little, pretty much just changed colors, and I expanded some shit and shrunk some shit. And
yeah,
that's
I like
all.
The live shows thing. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, and I made a new image.
Yeah,
I made two, actually. So yeah, check that out, thejamhole.com. Real quick, I was out delivering the other day, and I Twittered this, but I just wanted to mention it. If you go to a town, this is Big Fork, the town that I am yeah, speaking of, but you'll have these pretty much mostly in the Midwest, I'm sure, around the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the town, it's posted, like, the law of the land. Here are God's Ten Commandments. Right, like, as you enter and exit the town. And I just want to mention, like, if you're going somewhere and you see the Ten Commandments posted, either go or turn around and go back the other way, because this is probably not a town you want to get caught up in. Kind of reminds me of Stephen King or John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, that town. That's what those remind me of.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, it's like, you know, nothing good is happening here. Yeah, hit a head herda, hit a herda, hit a head herda, hit a I just got done fucking my sister. He'll kill God said, now let's pray.
Ooh.
And no abortions. Ah. But yeah, so we have some of that here, and I don't appreciate it. It's like, if you post that, you might as well just put up a sign that says, we stone people. If your wife marries you and she's not a virgin, we'll kill her. Like, that's what that reminds me of, you know? Like, we're taking it back before the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Do you remember when someone would say something about God and then everyone would get together and stone them for being a blasphemer?
Reminds me of that Manson video where they take him out and stone
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Like, you might as well just have that sign that's like, we will kill you in a really creepy, old-school way.
Yeah.
So, just beware. That's what the sign should say. Beware. Behave.
Either you're
beware,
Christian or get out.
Or be gone.
Pretty much.
Because you will be stoned if you enter. So I was listening to Astronomy Cast the other day, and I got a really awesome idea from them that they're doing with their listeners. And I was like, yeah, we have worldwide audience. This would be kind of cool to do.
Okay.
So what they're saying is they're trying to figure out where all of their listeners are. And I put this on the show notes. So if you guys read the show notes from the Friday show that I posted last night, you will know what I'm talking about. But so to have a better idea of where all of your listeners are,
uh-huh,
I mean, you can use tracking software and all that shit, but I really like this idea. We have a P.O. box, thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X. That's the address. You can just print that page out right there and just tape it to the fucking whatever you're sending. So what they said was all of our listeners, and I'm going to do this for them, and I want all you guys to do this. It'll take, you know, a couple minutes out of your day, but I would really appreciate it. Wherever you live, get a postcard from your town and fucking send it to us. And that way we'll have all these cool postcards from all these different places. You know, put your name or your internet name or whatever we know you by. And just, yeah, a little message or don't. And just send that on our way. I thought that'd be cool. Get postcards from all over to kind of have a map of where all our
yeah,
listeners are, you know?
That would be pretty cool.
I thought it was kind of a cool idea. So I'm going to send mine from, you know, I'll get them a nice little Glacier Park postcard from Glacier Park. And send that to them. And yeah, I think it'd be cool if you guys did that. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Of course, thank you. TheJamHole.com/POBOX. But yeah, just if you're out and about in town, you see a postcard, grab it and send it our way. I'd appreciate that.
That'd be cool.
We watched a movie the other day. It was called Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, no, you watched part of it and passed out.
I give a fuck about that movie. But I do want to say, if you are a parent and you have children, do not let your kids watch this movie. Now you're saying to yourself, but Matt, it's a fucking kids movie. I know that. It is not a kids movie. If you let... Hey, have any of you guys seen this, first of all? Beer Bear says, that movie sucked! So the lag must not be too bad, because I just mentioned, so I'm glad Ustream's doing okay. You read the book, though, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
And is it like one of... I was picturing, because I've never read the book or anything. I've never even heard of it until we saw it.
I don't even remember, like, the book.
Well, is it like...
What it's about is basically a kid who doesn't get enough attention, and so he goes into his imagination.
Is the kid in the book retarded and autistic?
I don't know.
Because the kid in the movie...
That way. It just seemed like he was neglected, kind of, like, ignored, you know, like, didn't really have anything to do, so he would just go into his imagination.
Well, the kid in the movie was very autistic and retarded. And so is it a book like Where the Sidewalk Ends? Is it like that kind of stuff? Or is it just like a little see spot run, run spot run, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is that this movie, the whole thing of what I saw, and like I said, I fell asleep during it because I was like, I give a shit. But what I saw of the movie was 40 minutes of this little autistic kid running around screaming, and that was it. Now, you let your kids see this movie, they're going to see that kid doing that.
It's okay to bite my mom and pretend I play with monsters? Cool.
No, but that's... I was thinking that as soon as your kid sees that movie, the kid is going to reenact that movie, which means now you get home and your child is running around screaming like a fucking autistic retard.
Yeah.
I would not, if I had a kid, I would not let him watch that until he's at least old enough to know that, okay, listen, if you act like this, I'm going to beat your fucking ass, because this is not how we act. And kids are fucking parrots. They mimic and mirror and reenact everything they see.
Yeah.
And I can just picture that as soon as you get your kids out of that movie theater, it's on. They're going to be running around screaming and shit.
That's why you have to, like, get the old school, like, cartoon Disney movies that you watched when you were a kid. Like, Little Mermaid, like, Aladdin.
I'm thinking Sleeping Beauty. Let's reenact Sleeping Beauty. You go be Sleeping Beauty, and I'll be somewhere else. You know?
Or, like, Beauty and the Beast and shit like that. I mean, like, you're not... I don't know, you just don't go crazy over it. You think it's a really cool movie, and you want to be one of the characters for Halloween, and that's about it.
Beer Bear says, I had my 9-year-old, and the theater had a shitload of crying kids through most of the movie. Matt, that kid kicks ass at dodgeball, though. Yeah, no shit, huh? He doesn't sit still, dude. That whole thing. So, okay, you're teaching kids, and I understand, it's a fantasy, it's a movie, kids know better, I guess, but if you didn't know better, you're kind of teaching kids that if you act like a fucking rambunctious ADHD-ridden retard, you'll end up in Monsterland, and you'll be their king.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what you need to teach kids.
No.
And, I mean, definitely you shouldn't be taking parenting advice from me, because I hate kids, and I don't have any. But I know enough common sense to know that I don't want something that carbon copies everything it sees, seeing this, you know?
Right.
It just seemed like trouble. It's like when you take the kids to grandma's house and they just load them up with candy right before you go pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, see ya. Have fun with that.
It was like when I was a kid and watched Beetlejuice constantly. Like, I would carry gummy worms in my shirt pockets.
Galactor says, I'm going to call them tardy from now on. Beer Bear says, or window lickers, or unsavories.
But yeah, my mom...
Tardy's cool, though.
My mom used to hate that. She'd find gummy worms stuck in my shirt pockets because I idolized Beetlejuice and thought it'd be cool to keep worms in my pocket. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Man.
Out of all the things, like, that's funny.
I always had a lot of green food coloring so I could put it in my mouth and smile.
That's funny that that's what you attached yourself to. Like, it wasn't My Little Pony, Rainbow Bright, Strawberry Shortcake, Gem, any of that shit. It was fucking Beetlejuice.
So?
Like, no, I just think that's awesome. Like, it's not even Lydia. Like, it's fucking
it's
Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice. Like, that's so great, I think.
I thought he was the most awesome thing ever. And then the cartoons, that just egged me on even more. I was like, yes, that is awesome.
So I was delivering today, and I finally... Okay, so I do my water out, do that whole thing, get back to the office... And now it's time to do some salt deliveries because we're still fucking catching that shit up. Uh-huh. I fucking hate doing that.
Isn't it so awesome when you have to do someone else's job?
Oh, it's wonderful.
And you only get paid for your job?
No, see, it's not his fault, though, because we ran out of salt for almost like a month. And every day or every other day for the salt routes, it's another route. So every day we were out of salt, there's another book that, you know, has to be made up. So it's not like I have to do it because he was fucking off. It's like, we all just have to do it. I was just expecting not to have to do it today.
Yeah.
But so I go out to this place, dude, and it's a doctor, or uh-huh. was, maybe retired, but in the paper I had, it said doctor.
Yeah.
I delivered to a hoarder.
Oh, yeah?
It was a hoarder. It was a doctor hoarder, which is fucking weird, right? Because
yeah.
doctors are all like... organized
and
yeah dude
alphabetized and shit.
Like, it wasn't the upstairs, like, that looked like just kind of a normal house, older lady
mm-hmm.
stuck in the fridge the whole time. It looked like, you go downstairs though, and it is hoarder fucking central. Now, to get to where the softener and shit is, I'm not super fat, I'm not like Kevin Smith getting kicked off airplanes and shit, but I'm not like, you know, scrawny. And I could not fit through this little... It was like this big. Seriously. Look at camera one. This big. Carrying fucking pounds of salt and shit. Trying to maneuver through here. Chairs stacked up. Tables. Boxes. Shit just everywhere, dude. It was such a hoarded basement. And just... I was like... I was so pissed. And I'm talking to myself. I'm like, of course you have all this shit in the way. Because I have to deliver here. Of course it is. And you know the funny thing about it?
What?
You remember when I first started the Jam Hole? You remember Travis? Travis, well, you never met, but Travis still has my Keith and the Girl iPod Nano that I won a long time ago. He's the guy that was on the first two episodes, and then it was me and Braden.
Uh-huh.
I think it's his grandma. That, yeah, dude.
That's funny.
Yeah, really just gross, though, and like spiderwebs everywhere, and I hate these places that you go downstairs, and... the ceiling is like right there, so you can't like stand straight and walk down, and you have to crouch to get under this thing. And crouching when you're carrying, you know, 80 pounds of salt is not very fun. I almost fell down the fucking stairs. Dogs barking, of course, little fucking yappy ass poodles and shit.
Yeah,
not fun.
Surprised you didn't find a dead one.
There may have been. I'm not gonna speculate. There may have been.
Yeah.
So DEF CON is coming up. Who lives in Vegas? Am I going to be getting any postcards from Vegas? Does anyone want to go to DEF CON this year? Me and my brother and his girlfriend are trying to go. Well, they're going for sure. If they can get me a plane ticket, or you guys can get me a plane ticket or something like that,
well, MBS,
I'll be going.
Well, MBS said that he was in if you were in.
Well, I'm in if I can get a plane ticket. I can't use my taxes because that's for our trip to Florida in September. We're going to Florida. We're doing a live show there. We're going to party for like a week. How long are we staying? Like a week?
I don't even know, dude.
Okay. That's really promising considering you're the one that's in charge of this. Are we still going to Florida?
I don't even.
No? All right. Well, then maybe I will go to DEF CON.
I just... Don't ask me to, like, think about shit right now.
Okay.
Please.
Well, anyway, thejamhole.com/donate. Of course, you guys get your taxes. Any spare change you can send our way is definitely appreciated. You can get the Book of Matthew. Been getting some good reviews about that. A little hip-hop album I made. Trying to make another one here. Getting some beats paid for it. Just, you know, anything you guys can do to help support the show. Thejamhole.com/store/donate. You know, we have a couple shirts left. We got a bunch of Jamhole Church stickers still. All your orders will get, you know, free normal jam hole stickers and all that shit.
And
so,
cards.
And cards. We got business cards. And, yeah, so definitely thejamhole.com/donate/store. Help us out. I would love to hang out with you guys at fucking DEF CON. Do you know how fucking awesome that would be? Oh, so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you a little something.
Sure.
About RedTube. You know about RedTube?
Nope.
You know about YouTube?
Yep.
Hey, yep. I love YouTube.
Yeah, fuck you.
So, RedTube is the porn equivalent of YouTube.
I thought it was YouPorn.
Also, or XTube. There's so many. There's so many.
Whatever.
But RedTube is the first one I went to because so I'm driving around and I don't even know what I was listening to. But all of a sudden I'm like, man, I need to fucking jerk it. Something fierce. I don't even know why. I'm just driving around.
I don't know how you always... Like, you always...
You should be thankful that I have such a sex drive. Would you rather that I just never wanted to fuck?
No, but just be normal and, like, not want to fuck all the time.
Everyone wants to... Have you felt what sex feels like?
Yes, dude.
Then why don't you want that all the... I want that all the time.
That's... No.
Maybe it's just my addictive personality. Maybe I have a sex addiction.
What did you do when you were single?
Jerked it like a fucking beast.
Did you complain and whine to everyone around you?
No. Why?
Because that's what you do to me.
But see, it's your responsibility as my girlfriend in a relationship that I satisfy you sexually with the tongue piercing that I did for you, and that it's mutual, you know? If I'm single, it's not like I can go to someone and be like, why aren't you fucking me anymore? What? Who are you? That's weird. Put your pants on.
I've just never been with somebody that wants as much as you, dude. I just can't keep up with you. That's all there is to it. I just cannot keep up with you.
That's weird, too. I don't know. I just thought,
that's
like...
That's weird, dude. We fucked on Valentine's Day, and you're bitching about not getting sex on Sunday. Valentine's Day was Saturday.
I need sex all the time. Constantly. I need it right now, and I jerked off like 3 fucking times today. But anyway, I don't know how this happened, but RedTube... on the Droid has a mobile red tube and it actually plays videos. Do you know how cool that is to have just porn wherever you're at on your phone? Just like, hey, here's a good bathroom that's private. I'm going to go jerk it. Boom, red tube. Hello.
I don't even know why you need porn to jerk off. Why can't you just jerk off?
Oh, I can, but it's quicker when I have something to look at, like a good blowjob video or something. Then I'm like, yeah. That's hot. Boom, you know?
Cool.
I just wanted to let you guys know that there is a mobile RedTube, and I did not know that until today. I was, like, going to Cowlist and shit, browsing. I was like, I wonder, this plays video. I wonder if they've done that yet. And it did, and it was so awesome. So,
dude, if I can't keep up with you and all that stuff, like, what am I supposed to do, man? Because you get in, like, this funk where you're just pissed off.
It's called unsatisfaction.
And then that doesn't make me want to screw you anymore, man, because you're in this crappy-ass funk, and it puts me in a funk, and I'm like, I don't want to fuck now. Now I'm in a funk.
But you didn't want to fuck to begin with, so it's not like...
But you're not helping it at all.
But is there a difference, though? Like, if I wasn't, would it change your mind?
Maybe if you...
When you don't want to fuck, like, that's it. It's no matter, I could go get flowers and a $100 bill and be like, here, honey, and you still wouldn't want to, you know? It's just, you just don't, you're really adamant about,
right, but I still
don't
appreciate
fuck.
You being in a really shitty, funky-ass mood all about it, you know? Because then, I just don't.
I think
don't
what
like
really
that.
Pisses me off about it is that when we first hooked up, you were like, you're going to get your tongue pierced, and you're going to please me, and we're going to do it all the time. It's going to be awesome, and we did. And now it's like you're getting sick of me.
That was when we first got together. Couples fuck all the time when they first get together because it's new. It's exciting.
So it's boring now?
You want to be around each other all the time because you don't know each other that well, and you want to get to know what each other likes.
So is it old and boring now then?
No, it's not old and boring. I just don't want it all the fucking time anymore. It's not new and exciting anymore.
So it's old and boring. Okay. That's kind of what you're saying. If it's not new and exciting, the other option is old and boring.
Like, I'm just fucking stressed out, depressed, and aggravated all the time lately.
I know. Okay? What's up with that? Sex is a good stress reliever.
No.
It's better than Valium.
No, it's not a stress reliever, man. It's not. So me what do I do? Blowing up things is a stress reliever. Me
I don't know what to do.
Shit is a stress reliever.
So I let you bust me up and then we do it? I don't get it.
Dude, you just don't. I've never been with somebody like you that doesn't get it. I just.
That just needs to fuck?
I just don't know, dude. I'm seriously. I just don't know what to do.
Well, that's fine. I just need to jerk off more, I guess.
No, look. I'm dead serious, dude. If you honestly can't, like, be in a good mood because we're not fucking, just go fuck somebody.
Whoa. Really?
I'm not even kidding. I'm so tired.
And then you're going to leave, though.
I just don't tell me.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first. So, you know, I want all you guys to email leo@leoville.com and you tell him that Matt and Danny of the Jam Hole would be perfect to move to New York and host his morning thing that he's wanting to get started. I just want to let you guys know. I emailed him. He said he'd, you know, take a look at the show and see what's what. And, you know, they're not even, it's not even happening yet. It's just something I've heard him mention once or twice. That's something they want to do. And I figure, who better? I could do a geek tech morning show and make it funny and stuff like that and still do the Jam Hole.
Man, living in New York sounds like so much fun.
Well, we would have to make enough money to, you know, live in New York, obviously. But I just thought it'd be something cool, like to something different for a while, you know? Getting paid to do a morning show and then doing the Jam Hole. And
live in the shittiest place on this earth.
Well, there's a lot of other shit near there. It's not like we would have to live right in fucking Manhattan, you know?
No, but I'm not going to... I refuse to pay $10 a pack.
All right. Well, never mind then. Fuck it. So, I really am excited for this DEF CON shit, though.
Yeah.
What would Jam Hole do? Question 21. TheJamHole.com/forums. You can find these there. You are going to be reincarnated with all your current knowledge and memories, with a new family and identity, but in the same town. Would you prefer to be born 10 years earlier than last time or 35 years later? And then what? The second part, would you let those around you know or would you keep it a secret?
Wait, what?
So you're being reincarnated with all of your memories.
Weird.
And your current knowledge. Would you, and you get a new family and a new identity, but you're in the same town and you have all your existing knowledge from your previous life, from like right now, let's say. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather be born 10 years earlier than last time or 35 years later?
Later.
Definitely later.
Later.
Absolutely. Me too. Absolutely. Fuck yeah.
And then I would go and talk to someone and tell them about my memories from my past life and get a lot of money for proving that there is life
after
death. Okay,
so you would let those around. Well, is it for everyone or is it just us? Like, does everyone get the reincarnate thing but they just don't remember it? Like, are we the only two that remember it?
I don't know, but it'd still be a lot of fucking money to prove that there's life after death. So.
That's true. National Enquirer, right?
Right.
$100,000 for a picture? Okay, yeah, I would definitely go 35 years later, though. I would be born, and then I'd be like, jack me the fuck in. Hold on, jack me the fuck off? Okay, now, jack me the fuck in. That's how it does. All right, well, I got some stories here. You remember on Friday, was it Friday or Wednesday, we were talking about that school that had laptops gave out to all the kids, right? And then they had the webcam, and they were spying on them?
Uh-huh.
Was that okay? Well, anyway, now I don't know if this was in the original story. This is just a quick update, but from the attorney here, so they were saying it happened in suburban Philadelphia that they only.
Hang on a second. Sorry. Back to that question, actually.
Yeah.
If you were to do it 10 years earlier, you could strike it rich. I was just thinking that.
I'd
be
saw
like, you
that.
Know what? On 9/11, there's going to be these two fucking planes.
Yeah, yeah, and then they're like,
douchebags.
Then they're like, how the fuck did you know that? You're under arrest. No,
I predict a bunch of shit before that and after that. You know, you'd be like the Nostradamus,
dude. It's like the whole Back to the Future thing. You go back, you get the sports almanac, and then you make your millions betting on games that haven't even happened yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, I was thinking that you could go back and invent Twitter, MySpace, Google, Facebook, iPhones, all that shit. I've invented them all, and I know what they did wrong. When I released Google Buzz, I'm going to make it opt-in, or I'm going to make it opt-in, not opt-out. That's how I roll. I'll fix that. Yeah. Our privacy. Privacy's dead. Get over it. So anyway, that's a good idea, though, for sure. Yeah. So their whole thing was, we only do this when our laptops get stolen so we can figure out where they're at, okay?
Okay.
Then it came out that they did it, like, what, 47 or 48 times? And it's like, that, you know, that shit didn't get stolen all those times. Right. Like, come on. So this says, the Lower Merion School District issued Apple laptops with webcams to all 2,300 students at its two high schools. Students were never informed the school had the ability to remotely activate the laptop cameras to watch them at home. That's what we read. I didn't know that they were Apple laptops, though. That's some fucking big bucks, no whammies. That's crazy.
It's still creepy.
So the policy came to light after a student named Blake Robbins and his family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the school system. And I think this is where we pick up here after what we read on Friday. Blake Robbins' family said the school activated his webcam when he was eating Mike and Ike candy at home and mistook them for drugs.
Huh.
And that's how he got pulled into the office. That's what, remember, we were like, well, what were they watching him do?
Yeah.
They were watching him eat Mike and Ike's, and they thought he was popping pills. Popping big yellow and red colored pills that look just like hot tamales or Mike and Ike's. Really, guys?
And handfuls at a time.
I know. Like, oh, I'm so fucked up right now. Like, man, that kid should be dead. He's on a sugar buzz. Holy shit.
That's stupid.
So here's the attorney, because, you know, they're going to sue the shit out of that school.
Yeah.
With good cause. You have to know that that's not acceptable behavior.
You do not spy on children. That is after hours.
In their bedroom, like, there's a lot of slippery slope shit that you can get into. Like, oh, I'm just going to check it now. And then it's like, well, I'll just check it now real quick. And then 48 times later, you know. Like, that's fucked up. Why are you spying on the kids that go to your school while they're in their bedrooms, you creepy fuck?
To see them jerk off.
Anyway, so the attorney Mark Haltzman says, quote, they're trying to allege that when Blake was holding two Mike and Ikes in his hand, which he apparently loves and eats religiously, that those were pills and somehow he's involved in selling drugs.
Huh.
You just fucked up so bad. Oh, man. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. That, like, because I was really curious, like, what are you watching them do, you know? Like, I don't know. I could not think of what he did that they were, you know, so adamant about. You're in shit now, buddy.
Yeah.
He was eating Mike and Ike's that he probably bought from the school fucking store. That's so retarded.
Yeah, that does.
Okay, and then you remember this story? I don't remember if we did this or not, but a while ago, this guy got busted. Cops may or may not have sodomized him with their batons.
Okay.
In New York, okay?
See, why do I want to go to New York?
I know, right? You're right. Fuck it.
It's a shithole. It's a cesspool, dude. It's disgusting. It stinks. People throw
fucking
piles of garbage out at
night. The whole thing is, I would love
so much.
I'll catch,
like, mutilated fish people things.
I know. The living, I don't want to live there either. That's on, like, probably the bottom of my list of where I would not want to live at. Or where I'd want to live at. The top of the list of where I don't.
Right.
But I'm so captivated by doing a 5-day-a-week morning tech geek news radio show and make it funny. Like, I know I could do that so well. And
yeah, but on the actual radio?
Possibly. I think they're still looking into it.
Well, if it's not going to be on the actual radio and you...
I could do it, though, either way. I could definitely censor my... If it was my job, I would be the best radio host you've ever heard.
If you can do it on, like, Sirius satellite radio or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And we could stay here.
And the jam hole. Well, the whole reason he wants to do it in New York is because it's going to be a morning program, like a morning zoo thing.
So?
Well, and in the morning there, because that's the last time zone, that's the earliest. Yeah. So you can catch all of the time zones as everyone's waking up. That's why all the morning shows are taped in New York, because it's the latest out, you know.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I was okay. just, I heard that and I was like, that's my job. I was made to do that. So, well, but you're right. I don't want to live in New York.
Dude, it's
but
disgusting.
If they pay, like, some money to get out of this shithole.
It would definitely take a lot to make me fucking go and move to New York.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind. I doubt it's going to happen. It was just something I was like, this would be cool.
So. I went there. I don't like it. I don't want to go back.
Yeah, true.
That's it.
True enough. All right, so three New York police officers have been acquitted of all charges in an alleged sodomy attack in a subway station. So three cops, they got off. If you know what I mean. And that's kind of fucked up, I think. I mean, if you fuck a dude with a baton, Berger said, did they test it for poop? The batons. I hope so. Because that goes from alleged to, yeah, you totally fucked this dude, unless he fucked himself with your baton, which I don't think that happened.
Right.
The verdict came Monday. Officer Richard Kern faced as many as 25 years in prison on a charge of aggravated sexual abuse. Officers Andrew Morales and Alex Cruz faced up to 4 years in prison on charges of hindering prosecution. Michael Mineo claimed Kern violated him with a police baton after he ran from cops inside a subway station October 15th, 08. He filed a $440 million lawsuit against New York City.
Huh. Damn.
Mineo, who's a body piercer who works in a tattoo parlor, spelled out his allegations in graphic terms. Quote, I'm embarrassed, the 24-year-old said. I didn't ask for this to happen to me. I'm a man. I was raped by four men who held me down and put a baton in my rectum. How am I supposed to feel? Rectum? Damn near killed him. Come on. That never gets old. The suit against the city, NYPD Blue, and four officers alleges the patrolman conspired to violate Mineo's rights on October 15th with a, quote, willfully malicious and vicious assault. It says the attack caused extreme physical, mental, and emotional harm and distress and exposed the plaintiff to public scandal and disgrace. I would be emotionally effed if that happened.
If you got raped with a baton.
I'm going to say probably more than what, 404. Well, 404. Yeah, that's probably about right. That would be enough to make my my pain go away, you know?
Yeah.
But that's so fucked up. Like, if this happened, which I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah.
To get held down. Like, cops are fucking tough. I mean, they may be fat, but they know where to grab you to make it hurt. And you will submit, you know? Yeah. There's no getting away from that shit. And to have...
You'd probably like it.
To have four... No. I mean, if they jerked me off, that's one thing. But in the butt with a baton... up in my rectum?
You'd like it and still sue him.
No, not even.
You'd be like, you know what?
Like
I
the first
it,
inch,
but...
I'd be like, ooh. And then after that, I'd be like, oh, God, take it out. It hurts. I'm bleeding. God. Frankie Sino says, it depends if it was just the tip. No, just the tip. I promise. No, I love you. I promise. Just the tip.
Yeah, right.
But, like, having that many of them hold you down and then just fucking giving you the business with the Billy Baton? Ugh. Nah.
Yeah,
I can't believe they got off. Thank you.
They're cops, man. That's just
that's
what happens.
That's fucked up,
like,
though, dude.
There's a PO, a probation officer here in Kalispell. I don't remember the name, but... It was a female, and she got
drunk driving,
drove the wrong way on the fucking road.
Yep.
And she got off.
Got off. Not the way these guys
because
did.
Because they're in. They're in with that fucking
But that's
crowd.
Fucked up, because their whole thing is, we're not above the law. We're just like you, except that we have training that allows us to enforce the law. But then when this kind of shit happens, and it happens here quite a bit, you know?
Yeah.
That they get special treatment. And you wonder why... NWA is like, fuck the police. And everyone else is like, fuck the police. fuck the police. Because you bullshit like that. We wouldn't be all fuck the police.
If you would help us.
If you would help us
and
not
didn't
fuck
pull me
us.
Over for doing 6 over the speed limit or throwing a cigarette
exactly.
out my window.
Exactly.
Stop
it's
trying
fucking
to fill
bullshit.
Your quota and get your fucking bonuses and actually help our city.
Yeah. To protect and serve. I don't see where in there it says to rape with our batons, you know? That's just fucked up.
Fuck them.
And then this shit happens enough, and pretty soon no one trusts the cops. You know, it's already a little bit. You see yeah. it here and there. But this keeps happening. People are going to be like, I ain't pulling over for you. I don't know you. I don't know what you'll do.
Right.
And then you have the people impersonating cops, which, you know, that's not the cops' fault, obviously. But who do you trust, you know? Usually the man in the uniform, the officer, they're who you go to when you need help. But when you go to them and they throw you on the ground and then rape your asshole with their baton, then like, who do you go to?
Dude, the other day...
Internal affairs? Like, who do you go to?
The other day when Ashley's car had broke down, you know, the last time it was in the shop, her fuel pump had went out again or something like... Or, yeah, her fuel pump or whatever went out. And, dude... Fucking, she didn't have anyone else to call, and I was at work or something, and I couldn't get there, and nobody else was around to help her, and she's in the middle of the fucking road,
right?
You know, so she calls the cops,
911.
Well, not 911, but she calls, you know, some deputies or whatever, and two fucking cops come out
and just gangbang the fuck out of her.
No, but they help her push her car over to Walgreens to get it out of the road. And the entire time, they were just total assholes to her. They're like, basically, like, you're wasting my fucking time.
Right, because there's so much shit that happens in this valley.
No, it's like,
that-
this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to help people in need, you prick.
Yep.
And she was in need. What the fuck?
I can see in big cities that, okay, because you're here helping me push my car, 3 chicks just got raped and 4 banks just got robbed.
This is Kalispell, Mon-fucking-tana.
I'm sorry that I just stopped you from scamming out more speeding tickets on people. You
right.
know? Like, that's... What
I'm
are you doing?
I pulled you from your
you're
coffee
finding,
break or whatever.
You're finding another bullshit place to hide to sneakily pull people over so you can get paid. That's
yeah.
all you're doing. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Mike from Miami says, why is it the police? Does anyone else really emphasize the po that much? Is that because the person saying it is probably po? Yes, I am po. And I have a po box. It's police.
Right.
Fuck the police. Fuck you. Fuck them. Frankie Sino says, look, I want to trust you, police, but y'all ain't making it easy. I know. That's so fucked. So prosecutors allege that Kernan Morales spotted Menio outside the subway station smoking
marijuana.
I
don't know, dude. Cops are, they suck. It's ridiculous.
So I'm smoking weed. You're going to come fuck my asshole with your baton. That's
yeah.
a fair trade.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, after they sought to stop him, he fled into the station. Jumped a turnstile, ran toward the platform, and hurdled another turnstile before he was pinned, handcuffed near a token booth, and searched for drugs. With Menio in a, quote, helpless position with his pants down. Okay, now, hold on. Where in that whole jump the turnstile, jump the other one, pinned down, handcuffed, when did your pants come down? Like, I mean, unless you're G'd up from the feet up and maybe while you were running, your pants sag a little too far and then they're down. They saw it and they're like, well, waste not, want not. Bloop, you know?
That's disgusting.
Like, who? One of them's like, get on the ground. Hands behind your head. And the other one's like, get his pants off. Yeah, get his fucking pants off.
Give me the baton.
Give me the baton. Spit on that fucker. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, you gonna smoke weed now, motherfucker? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me that pipe. Fuck yeah, you like that? Give me your fist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I think I just came again.
Whoa.
Anyway, if Danielle says, pants on the ground. Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Everybody go with my pants on the ground. That guy's an idiot, by the way. So yeah, pants off. With Menio in a helpless position with his pants down, Kern took out a retractable baton and shoved it into the victim's buttocks, prosecutor said. Notice, nowhere in here does it say allegedly. He allegedly had his pants down, and the officer allegedly shoved a retractable baton into his asshole.
Right. It's no, like, he did
you
that.
Did, and you got off scot-free, and that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
The baton pierced Mineo's underwear, tore his rectum, and drew blood.
Wow.
To cover his tracks.
Can
you
even pull the underwear down?
That's fucked up, right?
It's effed, man.
You gotta at least pull it to the side. I mean, fuck. Sometimes if you pull it, if it's a thong, you pull it to the side and bring it back around, it, like, rubs the dick also, and that's kind of nice sometimes.
And then you ruin my underwear. Thanks.
Sorry. I'll buy you more.
Cool.
So, to cover his tracks and with the other officer's knowledge, Kern wrote Mineo a bogus summons that was purposely backdated so it would be invalid, then warned him to keep quiet or face a felony, the prosecutor said. Where on here are you being let go? Like, maybe $400 million's a little much. I know the city's broke. But, dude, that's fucked up. Smoking weed and being Mexican or not, dude, that's still fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right here. You did this. Not allegedly. You did this. Remember back in 08 when we all held down that Mexican and fucked him with the baton and drew blood? That was you. And now they're getting off? That blows my mind. Like, usually, I don't know, man. Lately, it seems like places have been making, not really making examples of, but they haven't been letting cops just go when they do shit. Like, cops are getting in trouble lately. There's been a few stories that I've noticed that the cops weren't just let off. But this is by far, like, the worst, dude. The most violent. And that's, like, sexual shit, dude.
That's, like, you sexual should, assault.
Yeah,
and
you should be on.
And, like, rape.
Yeah, you should be on the sex offender list because of this. But they're all getting off scot-free. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Police initially questioned Mineo's account and allowed the officers to stay on duty, but the case gained momentum in late October after Mineo's lawyers went public with his allegations, and the district attorney launched a grand jury investigation. And now they're acquitted, so
cool.
Fuck the system, I guess, huh?
So, I don't know if I told you about this or not. I think I did. I'm not positive, but last night after work, I ended up going to Famous Dave's to have dinner with my dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did mention that. How's your dad?
There. He's good. He's fine.
That's good. Still working there?
Yeah. And
he running the place yet?
No.
No.
No. He's still not even making what I was making when I left.
That's so crazy.
It is. It's
like, how are we all surviving getting paid?
No one there is making what I was making when I left.
How are we all getting by? How are we all here right now listening to me and her talk over the internet? How are we all paying for internet right now?
I don't know.
How are we paying for a dedicated server and a Skype line and a P.O. box?
Because you actually have a good job.
Kind of.
Thank you.
But I'm broke as shit right now, and it sucks, man.
Yeah, I'm really, really broke, too, and owe a lot of people money, and it makes me want to cry every time I think about it. Thanks.
All right.
Anyway.
Jamhole.com/donate, please. Make her happy so I can have sex. Thank you.
Anyway, so I walk in, and there's this dude at the bar. He's wearing, like, a white shirt and some glasses. And I recognize him, but I can't figure out where from.
Right.
And I'm like, huh. So I just, like, let it go, and I go and sit down, and I, you know, sit and talk with my dad and shit, order our food or whatever. And, like, 20 minutes in, the guy walks over, and he's like, I thought I heard your voice. He's like, what's up, Dana? And I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, I recognize you. I was like, but I just don't know where from. I'm like, I recognize you. I recognize your face, your voice, all that. And he's like, you remember the Meridian store you opened up? And I'm like, the Boise,
no.
Idaho? No, my first opening.
That's when you were out in Idaho training and
yeah,
shit. Yeah,
I
yeah.
opened the Boise, Idaho store, which was actually Meridian, which is a dry town and has absolutely nothing to do. But yeah, so I went to open that store and he was on my crew. He was on my training crew. He was my bitch. And dude, like, I'm like, oh, that, yeah, I remember you. You know, what's up? Are you still with them? Are you just here visiting or what? And he's like, no, man, I'm here for management training. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I just came from Missoula. I did a couple weeks over there doing some management training. And he's like, now I'm over here just finishing up. He's like, today's my last day here. And then I go out to Bozeman.
Wow.
And I'm like, Bozeman, huh? That's where my old KM is at.
Right.
And he's now the GM.
Right, right.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go help Waj out and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you have any idea how big of a slap in the face that fucking felt like?
Your dishwasher is now going to go be a manager, and they wouldn't let you be a manager.
Yeah.
That is so fucked, dude. That is so fucked up. That just goes to show you, though, that even though it may seem like, and they put it off, especially at places like Applebee's and Perkins, they're like, we're all family here, right? But they're like, as soon as you turn your back, there's like four fucking kitchen knives in it. Like, they're not, it's not a family, dude, ever. It never has been, it never will be. It's everyone for themselves, and if they can fuck you while getting ahead, then they're gonna fuck you.
My KM, Waj, my old KM, that's now the GM of the Bozeman store, called me this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
To ask me about this kid.
He was checking references?
Yeah, he's like, I just kidding? Found out that he was a part of the Boise opening team, and I found out that you were his direct, you know, trainer or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I trained him. And he wanted to know how he was and shit, and I was like, dude, you know, he had worked at a Famous Dave's for like 2 or 3 months prior to that. And so when I had to train him, he thought he knew everything and knew some things that he could skimp on and shit.
Right.
And I'm like, look, you've got a lot of corporate people around, and this is my first opening. So if you don't fucking do it my way, I'm going to flip shit. Like, he pissed me off for a
little
while.
I will throw you in the smoker.
Like, he was stubborn. He was arrogant, thought he knew everything. He was strong on the line. But, dude, he fucking pissed me off.
Oh, yeah.
And so I talked to Waj about that and shit, and he's like, when are you going to come out here? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you ain't come out to visit anytime or do something? And I'm like, you know, I don't know, maybe. And he was like, would you ever come to work for me?
In Bozeman?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I was like, I don't know, I have to think about it. And he's like, do you know if you're rehirable in the computer system?
Nope.
And I'm like, I don't think so. I was like, you might, if you want, you could check. He's like, you know, I'm going to check and I'll have to get back to you. He's like, I don't work tomorrow, so I won't call you tomorrow.
But would that be for another, I mean, it's not another region, but like Bozeman's a good 6-hour drive. So
they're still owned by the same people.
So it doesn't matter state to state. It's all, okay.
It's under the Ryan Corporation.
So you're, right, that's like Perkins and Applebee's. That's all those chains.
Yeah, that's
Chili's.
The Boise, Idaho store. That's
fuck,
Bozeman.
Dude.
That's Billings. That's
dude, that corporation owns so many different restaurants. Yeah. Like, if you didn't know,
I'm friend with fucking Casey Ryan on MySpace.
If you didn't know, Facebook. you would think that they're all just like individual chains and shit, but they're all owned by the same. They're like,
it's the Ryan Corporation.
We got Italian food, we got Mexican food, we got fucking that shit.
It's Bill Ryan, Casey Ryan, and Pat Ryan.
They knew back in the day, they're like, people are big fat fucks. I'm going to open up every kind of restaurant ever. All of them. Yeah. I'm opening them all.
But the thing is the only reason why I can't go back to the Kalispell store is because Schindler does not want me there. If the GM wants me there, there's ways to get around it.
Well, right, I'm sure. But
all he has to do is call up Jay, who's a district operator, get it fixed. He can go to the fucking owners. He can go to Casey Ryan and be like, hey, you remember this chick from Kalispell? Yeah, she was the bum. I want her back here. Well, she quit here. That's because she was pissed at
and she
kid.
Was a huge cunt, and she left fucking nasty comment cards.
No, they know.
That's
that,
so
you know,
funny.
I mean, Waj would explain it. He would be look, you know,
you guys were assholes to her and taking advantage
of her.
He's
like, you know, I left, and then shit went to hell for her.
Yeah.
You know, and then it pushed her to leave. So there's ways around it. So I'm looking.
So you want to move to Bozeman?
It depends on how much I can get.
But what about, I don't think I would leave my job unless I didn't have to have another job. I will never go and fill out job applications ever again. I'm never going to do that.
How much it sucks being in the position I'm in right now?
Yeah.
If there is more money out there where I can be somewhat
doing the same shit.
No, being a manager, being respected, getting the money I deserve for it, getting bonuses on top of it.
Yeah, if I mean
working under
always,
a manager that I know has my back,
but
it doesn't
always,
think I'm a piece of shit.
It doesn't matter. It always sounds nice and starts out like that, and before you know it, it's something completely different. you're going to get there, and it's going to, something will happen, and then he won't be there anymore, or someone will come in above him, and it's going to be the same exact shit as it was at the one here. You could go to the one in Florida, any of them. They're all the same, dude. They're all run by the same douchebag fucking people. They hire those kinds of people specifically, you know, to run. You're a D-bag. You're going to run my shitty fucking restaurant. They do.
But Waj is running that one.
But someone's above him.
No, he's the store manager.
Okay.
Well, the only one above him, I'm saying, is shit Jay, changes. The district operator, and the fucking Ryans.
All I'm
that's
saying
it.
Is
that
shit
is
changes.
His store. What he that's says goes saying. In that store. So if I
have you ever been to Bozeman?
Actually, no.
Not a huge fan of Bozeman, honestly. It's just it's like Missoula,
well, I'm
but
sick
with
of this
more
town.
Hippies.
I fucking hate this town. I hate this fucking town.
You're just mad right now.
I hate my job. I hate the fact that I have to do all this bitch's shit, and she leaves, and I have to do even more shit. Dude, I'm fucking. I'm like broken, dude. I'm so fucking.
What do you
done.
Do when you bring that shit to their attention? Like, clearly.
They don't care,
she is,
dude.
They just don't like you and they
dude,
like her more?
I filled out the prep list today at the end of my day when I'm going down to fucking mark off my name on what I've done and
right.
her name on what she's done. I can only put her name on two fucking things.
And you're the dishwasher and she is the fucking
I
person doing it.
I handed the prep list to the night guy. And, like, almost in tears, looked at him and said, what did she do?
And what did he say?
What did she do? And he's like, oh, my God. And I was like, well, somebody please take this to our boss and say, what does she do?
Right.
Why is she doing all this? And he's like, I kind of did that, and he got pissed and doesn't want to hear it.
He doesn't want to hear that he's getting away with paying you shit for doing all that shit that this other bitch that's making way more than you are is not doing.
I did
that's
all
so
of
fucked
this.
Up,
my camera's
dude.
Lagging really bad. You can hold those up if you feel like it, but that is everything I've
all
done today.
All of this?
All of
one?
That. And there's shit on the back on one of them.
That's a lot of shit, dude. That's
yeah,
fucked
dude.
Up.
I did
so what did
everything.
They say? You talked to him and you were like, I want a raise. And what did he fucking say?
Just, I don't know.
What'd he say? No?
Yeah.
Because of tough economic times?
No.
Obama's not helping out right now, apparently?
But apparently, I haven't proven to be worth more than $8.50 an hour yet.
Doing all that shit is not worth more than $8.50 an hour
I guess
to him?
Not.
Then fuck him, dude. I don't...
He's like, if there's no work for you to do, then I don't need
what
you.
What the fuck have you been doing?
Everything.
Why? Then there's work. Then fire fat fucking bitch and take her job. Problem
they
solved.
They won't do it. I don't know why they won't do it.
Then kill her. I don't
know
what else
what
to
do,
say.
Dude. I'm so like at my wit's end, man.
I know, dude. That's so... Dude, I would fucking... I would freak the fuck out if that was happening to me. Seriously. I'm so lucky that
I
work
up,
where
I
work.
I just get... I get stomped on.
I know. Like, it's fucked up, dude. Fuck them.
I, dude, like... She left at
hold on.
O'clock.
Danielle says, what business is this? It's the KB.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The KB on Main Street.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
Dude, like, she leaves
and
at
you know
2
what?
O'clock
it's,
today.
Hold on.
And,
hold on.
What?
It's starting to affect me because it's affecting you so bad that you come home and you're in a shitty mood and there's nothing I can do to fix that. And that I have no control over that. They are fucking you up so bad that it is affecting us here, and that's fucked up.
I don't know.
But
dude.
Moving to Bozeman's not the answer, dude. I will never again in my life find a job as good as I have here. And it's not even, I mean, it's good. It doesn't pay, like, I'm not making super amounts of money. Like, way less than what.
What am I supposed to do then, dude?
I don't know.
How am I supposed to make money?
You need to just get rid of your car, for one, because that's all your payments, really. I make enough, for the most part, to handle the rest of this shit.
Oh, yeah, and you give me shit as it is, saying that I barely work and that it's not really a job and you work so much harder than me as it is. If I don't have a job,
well, I'm not
I don't
saying
hear
don't, whoa,
shit
whoa.
From you.
I'm not saying don't not have a job, but just...
Where am I going to work?
Stay where you're at and work like you're making $8.50
an hour. And get fired in like a day.
Will they fire you for working like they're paying you? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Make it super noticeable. Like, just slow it down. Like, backspace, just by one. Just step it back once for the whole day and just move like that.
No, it doesn't work like that, dude. It just doesn't work, okay? I don't know.
Well, it's a pattern with you. Like, ever since I've met you, you work at places that take complete advantage of you. It's like almost you go in there and you're like, here's my resume. I will run this place and you can just pay me $1 a day. Like, that's what you're doing. It's fucked up. Like, I don't know how you keep ending up like that. I mean, it's only twice or three times or whatever, but still.
Twice. This one and...
So what about Ashley's dad's job thing?
He's coming to town. I got to talk to him about that. But you know what?
So that would solve your problems, right?
No,
tell them to go fuck themselves and just do that.
No, it would not solve my problems. That's almost... You have any idea how fast I will get burned out on that type of a job?
Yeah, well... I don't know, dude.
I want to do
until
it for
we
a
can
while.
Either do this or do something else. This is what how it is. This is what it's got to be.
This is how it is.
I don't want you to go to Bozeman. I don't want to fucking go to Bozeman. That's so far,
well,
and it's
find me a better paying job. That's
I'll
not
do that.
Fucking...
Okay, I'll do that after I get off of mine and shit. Start your own business. Work from home. Start selling pot medicinally. You could do that. There's enough people that smoke weed
and
here.
And it takes money to get a fucking caregiver card and all that shit.
I know. Then after the show, we should just blow our fucking brains out.
Let's think about it.
Fuck it. Who gives a shit? So do you remember the alcohol prohibition?
No.
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, well, I didn't know this, and I don't know how true this is, but it's kind of fucked up. Apparently back in the day, the government used to poison the alcohol to like scare people off from drinking it. Did you know that?
No.
That's fucked up. I don't know like how true it is, but that's fucked up, dude. That's way fucked up.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, 1926, this guy goes to the hospital, right? And before the hospital realized how sick he was, the alcohol-induced hallucination, just a symptom, and then he died. And then another holiday party goer, and another. And as dusk fell on Christmas, the hospital staff tallied up more than 60 people made desperately ill by alcohol and 8 dead from it. Within the next 2 days, another 23 people died in the city from celebrating the season. Doctors were accustomed to alcohol poisoning by then. The routine of life in the Prohibition era, the bootleg whiskeys and so-called gins often made people sick. The liquor produced in hidden stills frequently came tainted with metals and other impurities. In this outbreak, it was different. The deaths, as investigators would shortly realize, came courtesy of the U.S. government.
Stop trying to scare me out of drinking alcohol, okay?
Oh, no. This was back in the 20s. This isn't now. I don't know. Maybe.
That would suck if it were now.
That'd be funny if we like figured out that they're putting something in the alcohol that's making everybody stupid.
That would explain a lot.
Frustrated that people continued to consume so much alcohol even after it was banned, federal officials had decided to try a different kind of enforcement. They ordered the poisoning of industrial alcohols manufactured in the U.S., products regularly stolen by bootleggers, excuse me, and resold as drinkable spirits. That's like some underground shit back then, man. They were like fucking on the night train. Hey.
Hey.
You got any of that whiskey?
No.
Is it poisoned? Hey.
Hey.
You got any of that whiskey? That would suck, dude. Like, getting alcohol, like, you buy fucking weed or crack now, like, all fucking shady, and like, hey, give me the money, and I'll go meet my guy, and I'll go get it. But you wait here, I'll be right back, I promise.
That's weird.
That's fucking shady shit. Don't ever do that. If you're getting drugs, and the guy's like, I need the money, wait right here, I'll be right back, don't do it.
Uh-uh.
He won't be right back.
No.
Ever. You will never see that guy again. No, but he's a friend of mine. You will never see him again, I promise.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, hey, I'll come with you. Okay, then you get there, and he gets into another car, and they take off.
That blows.
Hey, you gotta wait right here. Uh-uh. We're handcuffed until I get drugs or my money back. You're not getting out of my sight.
Absolutely.
Almost forgotten today, the Chemist's Wharf Prohibition remains one of the strangest and most deadly decisions in American law enforcement history. As one of its most outspoken opponents, Charles Norris, the chief medical examiner of New York City during the 20s, he liked to say it was, quote, our national experiment in extermination. Yeah. Extermination.
Oh, so, like...
Hey, we're just experimenting. What are you guys experimenting with? Extermination.
Yeah.
Pardon? We're experimenting on killing lots of people.
We'll get better and start using it in vaccines.
We're getting really good at it now. We just make them dumb. Check this out. We make them dumb, and then we read to them from this book called The Bible. They do anything you say. That's so awful.
Yeah.
This guy, he learned of the federal poisoning program while researching his book, The Poisoner's Handbook, which is set in Jazz Age New York. His first reaction was that maybe this was wrong. You never heard that the government poisoned people during the Prohibition. He kept saying to his friends and everyone, they're like, hey, did you know that they poisoned us and that's why we have autism today? Autism is from your parents back in the, well, your great-great-grandparents, but it you know, travels down the lines. It's from this. That's why we have autism.
From
poison in the old alcohol things. Cool. It got in the genes and it spread like wildfire. That's why it was so fucked.
I don't know about that, but yeah, go ahead.
During Prohibition, an official sense of higher purpose kept the poisoning program in place, as the Chicago Tribune editorialized in 27, normally no American government would engage in such business. It is only in the curious fanaticism of Prohibition that any means, however barbarous, are considered justified. Others, however, accused lawmakers opposed to the poisoning plan of being in cahoots with criminals and argued that bootleggers and their law-breaking alcoholic customers deserved no sympathy. Must Uncle Sam guarantee safety first for Seusses? I don't know what that is.
For Seusses?
Anyway, I got something that might cheer you up here.
Okay.
That's crazy. Hey, I'm getting spam on my Skype. Thank you. For that.
Cool. I'm excited for these voicemails.
Yeah, Jeremy, what the fuck? 10 minutes for real?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the whole thing. All right, this is just for you because I love you. Hey, look at me.
Yeah,
hey.
You haven't loved me for the last like few days.
I've loved you since I first laid eyes on you.
You've hated me, dude.
No, I love you, dude.
Yeah, no, you give me, like, the stank eye and, cry like a little bitch.
I don't sigh. I haven't cried in front of you.
Bullshit!
Bullshit what? When? When did I cry?
When I tried to leave your ass, you got in the bedroom.
Oh, just like a woman. Just like a fucking woman.
Like a bitch.
Why don't you just bring up everything that ever happened in the history of the human kind.
You just said you've never cried in front of me.
You've
cried in front of me a few times.
Way back then, okay, when you're trying to fucking leave. Yeah, I'll do what I gotta do.
That was a straight up bitch move.
I will do what I gotta do.
Girl.
You're lucky I didn't say I'll kill myself if you leave. Maybe I'll do that next. You're smarter than that, though.
I am.
Bring me the gun. I'll fucking do it for you.
Be like, peace, dude. Just don't get him.
Do you want to leave?
No.
If you want to leave, man, I need a 30-day notice.
See if I can get a better job in Bozeman.
Yeah, would you? Are you gonna go if you get a?
Depends on how much he offers me, man. If it's
like $10 an hour, are you out?
No, dude. It's gotta be at least $25K a year.
You're not going to Bozeman to wash dishes, right?
No.
Okay.
It's gotta be at least $25K a year plus bonuses.
That ain't shit, dude. That seems like
you don't make that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, that sounds like such a low amount to make in a whole fucking year. We need to be more productive. I need to make way more than $25,000 in 365 fucking days. Come on. TheJamHole.com/donate.
Well, that's an entry level management position fucking wage,
with room to climb.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, with room
Will you
climb.
Support me and I can focus on doing all this shit? No? You would leave and make me go look for another job if I went.
I don't know, dude. I this is just up in the air. This isn't stop making me think about it.
Well, I'm going to New York to host a radio show.
Well, have
so.
Fucking fun. I'll go back to Florida and get a job back.
Yeah,
at my
well,
own
I'll go back.
Parlor.
I'll go
fish
back
every goddamn day of the week. It'll be amazing. I could be gone on my next fucking plane ticket or plane ticket
that
paycheck.
I'll go back to my mom's womb. So
have
there.
Fun crawling up that snatch.
I will. Maybe I'll go back to your mom's womb.
Have fun crawling up that snatch.
Yes, caller, you're live on the gem hole. Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, nigga? What's up?
Yeah, you get spam on your Skype. You get spam on your Twitter.
Yes.
Like followers or like actual messages?
No, it's in the fucking feed.
Followers.
Like,
I get network marketers like crazy, and I don't know how to make it stop.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know how to make it stop either, dude. I've got, like... I had one just earlier. What is this one? K-Y-L-E-I-N-N-Y-C something.
That's
I don't
Kyle.
Follow
hey,
this person.
Hey, essay.
What?
Look at me. That's Kyle in NYC. That's Keith and the Girls intern.
Well, I don't follow
Who is
him.
This? K-Y-L-E-I-N-Y-C.
Dude, but I don't... You shut up. I don't follow him.
He's Kyle, dude.
Okay, so,
I like Kyle.
So I got like 18 within 24 hours. And so I sent a
Hold
ticket
on.
To Twitter.
Fuck, Red
yeah.
Fox,
what
did you type
yes.
into Twitter? I typed Android and I got like 10 more followers. It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you type
they
like... Okay, check this out. Go to Twitter right now and type SEO. Does anyone know how to make my website optimized or something like that? Just make sure it has SEO in it. And then tell me how many followers you get. Okay? All right.
I have a bunch of spam in my fucking Twitter, too. I'm seriously, like, I'm not following this Kyle dude. I'm not following a couple other people, too.
Wait, I mentioned I got one of them, and then now all of a sudden I have so many. And they,
yep.
my ticket has been processing for 4 days now.
They
then,
tell
like, I just adding people... Like, okay, add this person. Okay, this person is spam. This person is spam.
They tell
and
their
then,
friends, dude.
Okay, so they tweeted me. They're like, you should be a network marketer. And and I was
yep.
like, I'm like, you're a spammer and network marketing doesn't work. And she replied and she's like, sure it does. All you have to do is build your list. And then I was like, what about this lawsuit? What about this... consumer advocacy group. What about this? And then she blocked me.
That's called a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
That's like
well, it's not a pyramid scheme.
Ponzi.
Unless you're selling membership or something.
Oh, right. I sell
it's
semen.
It's a very subtle difference.
That's awesome, dude. Well, I'm glad.
She ended up blocking me because I was like, what about this lawsuit? What about this lawsuit?
That's funny that you actually, like, talked to her and shit and tried to be like, yeah, I'm interested. What the fuck? She probably wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
What? You're interested? Right on. Well, thanks for sharing that. Hey, what do you think what do you think we should do here, Red Fox?
What do you mean?
Cheer Danny up and go.
Oh, I promise I'll find some anime for her. I know some good shows.
Gee, thanks. And then we can... sell it or something. What? All right. Thank you, Red Fox.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then I also have, there's jobs in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
But you gotta come here.
Doing what? Making beer? Making Milwaukee's best?
Yes, okay. Clearly it's the best.
We could, actually, if we went there, we'd be kind of close to where Don and Drew is. We can go there and kick their fucking asses and take their barn Ooh. Over and burn it. Burn it down!
It's only an hour to Chicago.
Yeah. Not a big fan of the Windy City either. If I wanted Windy, I'd go
really?
To Billings. Chicago's...
You guys don't like any good city.
No, like, it's cool. It's just, like, it's all windy and shitty.
I like Florida.
Fuck that.
Dude, I like Sarasota, Florida, Bradenton, Nokomis, Osprey, Venice.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit.
I'm a...
family in Florida.
I'm a fan of Italy, myself. Maybe Switzerland.
What'd you say, Red Fox?
Oh, I used to have family in Florida.
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Where are
actually,
they up
my,
to?
Well, my last name is from Italy. Our family used to be pirates in the 16th century.
Okay, get the fuck out of here. Thank cool. you, Red Fox.
It's true.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a good one.
Okay, fantastic. Red Fox, everyone. Thank you. Really excited to hear his anime podcast.
I like
by
Dallas.
The way. Dallas was cool, actually. I did like Dallas.
I do like Dallas.
But Texas is a fucking...
You have to go all the way out of checks and shit across the street into this little fucking booth crammed with like 10 other people to smoke.
Yeah. Texas is kind of a shitty place to live if you're not a Christian. Okay, anyway, I got this. Maybe this will cheer you up. Okazaki! The bodies of... How do you say two in Japanese? Ching chao!
I don't know.
Of ching chao babies found dumped in a supermarket here on Saturday evening have been identified as a boy and a girl who were frozen soon after they were born.
Cool.
That's for you.
Were they like...
They were frozen. They were pooped into a cryogenic chamber, and they were frozen.
Like, were they twins? Or was it
possibly
from two separate mothers?
An autopsy indicated that the babies had probably been frozen within 2 days of dying. The girl appeared to be a mature infant, but the boy, he had apparently been born prematurely, and it was believed that they were not twins. But thank you for asking.
They should have frozen while they're still alive. That would have made the
That's
story
weird, though.
A whole
Why
lot
did
better.
You? It remained unknown if the babies had the same mother. Police said there were no significant external wounds on the bodies of the newborns. They were not able to determine the cause of death or how long ago they died. They were found in two paper bags in a trolley at the entrance of the supermarket Saturday evening. Unclothed bodies had been wrapped several times in plastic bags. Police, that's fucked up, dude. What the fuck?
That's cool.
Why would you... I'm going to save these for later.
Yeah.
Got any pizzas? No, but there's two babies.
Make
I'm ready.
Baby soup,
Let's eat.
Dude.
They were found, all wrapped up in bloodstains and all that shit. So.
Maybe she just wanted to make
That's
baby
weird.
Soup. Spare rib soup. You don't know.
Somewhere in Japan or wherever the fuck that is, there's a lady running around that did that, and that's really weird to me right now.
You find that weird when there's a restaurant
no.
that serves spare rib soup that
yeah,
has
no.
a fucking female fetus in it?
Just that, like, why would you leave that laying around for someone to find, I guess, is more why I think it's really off.
I've found weirder shit. It's okay, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. All right, well, here, let's talk about Florida for you. Melbourne. Where's Melbourne? Is that nice? Is that on your list of where
no.
to go? Three girls struck and thank you bookmark and share struck and killed by a train on the Crane Creek Trestle Bridge in Brevard County. Brevard County over the weekend identified.
Floridians damn sure aren't going to pronounce that right. So
why?
I don't think that's how they say it.
I always found this weird, like when people get hit by trains and shit, like unless. Obviously.
They better splatter, like,
Well, no, what
everywhere.
I'm saying is, like, you see trains coming. I don't understand unless it's, like, right there and you're like, oh, I'm gonna make it. But, like, people that are just walking on the tracks and they get hit by trains. Like,
you
it's
get your
huge.
Foot stuck in the tracks. You
then,
know?
No, really? Does no, that ever fucking happen? I would leave my shoe. I'm sorry. I'm not getting... That seems like such a dumb way to go.
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know.
Like, it's a train.
Keep reading it.
The guy usually is like, burr, burr, fucking big train here, gonna get off the track. That's so stupid to me. The authorities got phone calls just before 6:30 on Saturday reporting there were young people who had been walking on the bridge. One caller reported that a child had fallen into the creek. An investigation revealed that a boy and three girls had been walking southbound across the bridge near New Haven and Prospect. Two of the girls have since been identified, 14, 15-year-old. Police said the boy crossed the bridge ahead of the girls, saw the southbound railway train heading toward them, and tried to warn the girls because they didn't fucking hear the train. It's a train! That's so dumb. None
Trains
of the
are
three,
really loud, too.
I know! And the dude's always honking the horn.
Chicka, chicka,
always.
Chicka, chicka, chicka,
chicka, chicka. Woo-woo! Yeah. Come on, ride the train, but...
I just heard that song the other
They
day.
Tried to ride that train, but they got completely destroyed.
If you feel like dancing, oh, come on, it's up to you.
Woo! Thank
Gonna
you for that.
Take it down to kick it downtown.
None of
the
three.
The train is coming through.
Thank you. You should get a job doing that particular thing right there that you were just doing.
What?
what you were just doing.
I don't understand.
You should get a job doing that. You
I don't get it.
Someone should pay you to do that all day. So
just make fun of old songs?
Yes. None of the three. It's called karaoke, right? None of the three were able to get to safety before they were struck and killed. Dumb fuckers. Community members were in shock after hearing about the incident and said they were lending support to the victims' families. You could see it. You could feel it when the parents and family was getting there. I thought they were talking about the train. Like, duh, you could see it. You could feel it when the train was there. Let's see, I said it was, are they okay? I was waiting for someone to say it was a joke, said some girl who knew him. She probably didn't even know him. She probably was just like, oh my God, I was their best friend all of a sudden. You know kids that do that?
Yeah.
When someone dies and all of a sudden they're like, oh, he was my best friend. Yeah. We used to be butt buddies back in the day.
It's a kid who hung himself like, in my old high school and like everybody went to his funeral.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know him. I didn't go.
Yeah, that's fucked up,
like,
right?
Like, teachers that didn't even teach his class.
Like, he's like, dead and you're on his fucking dick trying to get his popular. That's fucked up, right?
I didn't get it. I was like, it's stupid. It's fucking retarded. They're like, oh, you can be... You can take the day off to go to the funeral if you knew him or whatever. Like 80% of the school was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I stayed and smoked pot in my kiln room. I was like, fuck that.
Or that.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Fucking, what are they called? Posers. What? Fucking death posers. You guys are death posers if you do that. So the guy said he heard some guy that was there. He heard the train's brakes screeching. Once the train started coming, they couldn't outrun it. Why are you... what? Why are you trying to turbo outrun...
Turn left or right.
Are you kidding? Like, I'm going to play chicken. Check this out. Guess which one's on the tracks and can't move. I don't get that. That's so, that blows my fucking stone mind right now. That just blows it.
It's great.
They couldn't outrun it. If it were me, I wouldn't do it to begin with. No shit. I would have taken my chances and jumped into the water. Oh, they were on a bridge.
Oh.
Still, dude, you jump in the fucking, I mean, how tall is this bridge? Hold on, does it say?
Can you climb down and just like hold on underneath? I mean, fuck, man.
Yeah, you could have done that. You fucking dumb shits. What the fuck?
I mean, you might end up dropping or something from the vibration. I'm thinking like that. The shot.
That movie Under Siege or whatever, where they're on the train, it goes over that huge fucking valley. Like that shit, then, I don't know. I would probably just sit down and take it, you know? Like, face
trying to like
the
lay
train.
Down to like.
Yeah, no
go
shit.
Over you.
You're like, suck it in, dude. Fuck, that'd be so crazy. You'd end up seeing like something like hitting the tracks and sparking that just comes right at you, and you're just like,
that would suck.
I know it, right?
Anyway,
I would have taken my chances and jumped. The FEC said railroad property should only be crossed at designated pedestrian or roadway crossings. FYI, if you didn't know. When you want to cross the train tracks, use the pedestrian crossing.
Right.
Not the fucking bridge.
Train tracks.
The 500 feet tall bridge. Right. Don't do that.
It's a bad idea.
All right. Well, you ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's do some voicemails.
Are you? I'm not even ready to listen to this whole thing. Hold on. All right. So we got three voicemails from our friend Jeremy. I'm interested to hear what he says. So, here's the first one.
Hey, Matt, what's up? This is AK Jeremy.
What up?
Just calling from you from the frozen north. You know what? It's February, and to tell you the truth, we've been having some awesome weather up here.
Nice.
Usually in February, at the end of February, we're getting about 60 below weather up here in Fairbanks, and right now, it's a sunny, balmy 45 degrees.
What
the fuck, man? Global warming's taking its toll, and I'm cheering it on.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Fucking out there spraying aerosol cans out there in the fucking winter. Fucking A, let it come to us. Warmer weather? Hell yeah. And anyways, what the hell's up with you dissing on the iPhone? You know what? I jailbroke my fucking iPhone. And you know why? Because I can download all of your guys' episodes without having to pay $200 a month for fucking internet fees. And you know what? For
what?
Me to have to get internet, I have to buy a cable purchase package where I have to buy cable as well as the internet for $200 a month. Why in the hell am I going to do that? And then I get charged by the gigabyte. from, of course, GCI, the fucking little prick bitches. Then I can also go to DS Now for about $100 a month.
Are you
for
serious?
For unlimited usage, but DS Now is so slow. Anyways, the only thing I'm trying to say is that I love you guys, all right? I've been listening to you. I've been trying to catch up on the episodes. I haven't listened to you guys for about a year. I've been listening to all the episodes over and over again up to about 200. And finally, I'm able to listen to your newer episodes. So, all I want to say is you're doing great with Danny. You know, unfortunately, Braden left. And you know what? You're doing excellent with her. But the fact of the matter is that you guys got to start doing longer shows. Now, like I said, I'm only caught up to about 220, 230. So, hold on, Bubba. yeah, I got to go. My lady's acting crazy. But anyways, all I'm trying to say is keep up the good work and love you guys to death. Still a fan till the death of us. And my old lady's chasing me around the entire house, so yeah. I'll talk to you guys later. Hey, keep on with the good work, and I'm glad you guys are doing some good. All right, later.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Dude. I want whatever you're smoking. And that's awesome that you could hear her yelling in the background. All right, wow. So check this out. There's another one he sent that's 5 minutes long, like 5 minutes after this. And then there's one more he sent 40 minutes after that that's like 10 minutes long. So I'm going to end the show, but I'm going to play these after the show. I'm not going to put them on the show, but if you guys want to hear them, here they are. So, yeah, thejamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com, of course. 406-204-4687 if you want to leave a fucking weather forecast of your town, feel free.
Or talk about everything and anything.
Yeah, I want to know weather forecast. I want what the internet situation is like there. I want the status of your relationship, old lady's crazy or not. I want age, name, all that.
You're right.
That's fucking crazy. Okay, you want a longer show? Here's your fucking longer show.
No, don't do that.
Here's 15 minutes.
Please do not.
15 minutes of AK Jeremy voicemail goodness.
No.
And yeah, dude, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.